big, beautiful breasts and premature ejaculation. A perfect combination like milk and honey. What better way to fall deeper into your obsession than training yourself to pop, to burst, to come the moment you see a woman's tits? She doesn't even have to be naked, just wearing lingerie, a tight shirt, or even completely covered. It doesn't matter for a pre-jack like you. Just a glimpse of cleavage and over the edge you go. It's out of your control, but that's exactly what you want. You set up the appointment with me. You came here. You want to be trained. You want to be ruined. You have an obsession, a fixation that you cannot shake, a particular part of feminine anatomy that you can't get enough of. Sure, a nice ass or a great pair of legs are sexy, but those aren't what drive you wild. No, what you truly enjoy is a lovely pair of giant breasts. Oversized to jiggle with every step when a woman walks. But there's more to it, isn't there? Because it's the cleavage in particular that gets you going. When boobs are partially concealed in a tight shirt or lingerie, beautiful breasts tightly pressed together and giving you a glimpse of heaven. Nothing makes you throb like seeing the decadent valley between two flawless tits. It's the greatest dopamine rush you've ever experienced. Pleasure chemicals surging in your brain and blood rushing to your cock. But it does more than just make you aroused. Your body immediately reacts when your mind is exposed to this visual stimulation. It makes you instantly want to pop, pop, to release too soon, too quickly, too prematurely, doesn't it? But that's nothing to be ashamed of. In fact, it's something to be encouraged and celebrated. We need to reinforce the pleasurable association with seeing breasts and going over the edge. So by the end of this file, your sexual stamina will be ruined forever whenever you see them. I want you to come instantly, prematurely, the moment you see a woman's busty assets. Give up trying to resist your love for big, beautiful tits. Give up trying to resist me. So you'd better get used to walking around with a mess in your pants. I've always had a fascination with the human brain and how it associates one thing with another, turning a simple trigger of arousal into an overpowering wave of pleasure. So let's get started then. Make sure you're lying down in a comfortable place with no distractions. You can touch yourself as you listen, but it would be best to keep your hands by your side the entire time instead. Anyone can reach orgasm with direct stimulation. But if you truly want to be ruined, then you've got to come hands-free. come only from the conditioning in my voice. Now, close your eyes and let my voice guide you on this journey. A beautiful receptionist greets you as you walk into a luxurious building. Your eyes immediately focus on her prominent chest. To your disappointment, her shirt is fully buttoned up, but your cock still throbs in your pants regardless. When your gaze drifts up, you notice a knowing smile on her face. Despite her amused demeanor, she notices your nervousness. Hey, try to relax. There's still a few minutes before your appointment. If you'd like, I can help ease the tension you might be feeling. Come on, come sit down right here. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Just focus on my voice and focus on your heartbeat. I know you're nervous. I know you have a lot of anxiety about meeting our mistress. But don't worry, just be a good boy and breathe with me. Breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. Breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. Breathe in, hold it, and breathe out, nice and easy. Keep breathing just like that, and keep focusing on my words. Feel the tension in your muscles, relax. Feel anything straining in your mind, release. Relax. Release. Feel the cortisol levels in your body. Drop. 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 Open your eyes. It's time. Get up and follow me. I'll take you to her office. You obediently stand up and follow the receptionist. Your mind is foggy, but all the anxiety that had been building up for the past few weeks is completely gone. You feel like you're drifting along as she guides you down a long hallway and into an elevator. The silver doors open as you approach with a loud ding. You both step inside and the doors close as you begin to ascend. Up and up you go, not stopping until you've reached the highest floor of the building. You both step out of the elevator and the receptionist guides you towards the only room on this floor. She opens the door for you, then closes it behind you as you enter the spacious office. You're greeted by a voluptuous woman in a tight blouse and pencil skirt sitting at her desk. You don't even register what she's saying as your gaze fixates on her large breasts barely contained in her shirt. She interlocks her fingers and raises her arms up to you. Stretch. Her back arches and her chest puffs out, pressing even tighter against her blouse. You can see through the small gaps in between the straining buttons, tiny glimpses of her smooth skin and black lingerie. She walks in front of her desk and leans back with her round ass resting on the edge. She snaps her fingers to get your attention. Come on, Fergus, flustered and embarrassed, you quickly apologize. Her expression is unreadable, but you can see her lips curling into the slightest smirk. Good. I'm glad you have some manners, but no need to be so formal with me. Just call me Shippy. Now sit on this chair. Good boy. So, tell me about yourself. You spend the next couple minutes fumbling through explaining who you are and your past experiences. All the while, her expression remains indifferent. You notice your gaze constantly shifting down towards her chest. You try your best to maintain eye contact, but the urge to look only grows as you resist. Your cock hardens and throbs insistently in your pants, pulsing with each glimpse of her breasts. Pre-cum begins to soak through the fabric, but you're too enamored to notice. You catch yourself staring for just a bit too long and realize you've started rambling. Your brain is unable to concentrate on anything except her big tits. Panicked, you bring your attention back to her face, but this time, her expression is the same subtle smirk from earlier. Try as you might, your gaze continues to shift downward no matter how hard you try, and each time you bring your eyes back up, she seems to be smiling even more. By the 10th time, she's biting her lip, holding back a laugh. Clearly, you have quite the obsession. But that's not enough for you, is it? You scheduled an appointment with me, your mistress, to further strengthen your attraction to big breasts while weakening your sexual stamina. I can see the bulge in your pants and the stain of pre-cum. You're already weak for big boobs, but there's still so much farther you can fall. Let's not waste any more time, and let's get started. I'll give you a countdown from three. Every number I say, I'll pop a button starting from the top. Ready? Here we go. Three. Just seeing my collar pop free made your pulse quicken. And I know your cock throbbed as well. Not enough to see anything except my collarbone, but I know the anticipation is growing deeper. Two. No, that's a reaction. Fists clenched. Sweat dripping down the side of your head. You can see the top of my cleavage now, and that's already giving you the familiar, intense arousal. Let's see if you can handle another. One. The top of her shirt spreads fully open, showing off her delicious cleavage. You bite your lip to hold back a whimper as you inevitably come prematurely into your pants. Your mind goes blank with euphoria as you shudder in your seat. Shame and embarrassment surge through you alongside the overwhelming pleasure. Popping three buttons and a bit of cleavage was all it took to make you burst. How about we do this again, but I'll start to unbutton from the bottom. Eyes back on me. Good boy. Here we go. 3. My cleavage is already showing, but with every button I undo from the bottom, you get to see more of the lingerie I'm wearing. Also, you just came, but I can see your bulge growing yet again. It's so easy for me to trigger those pleasurable responses. 2. You're already trembling. Another button and my tits will really start to press against their restraints. And this wasn't made with the most durable of materials. I'm sure my breasts would burst out already. 1. Again, the irresistible pleasure crashes down on you, and the only thing you can do is come. As your mind goes blank yet again, dopamine and pleasure flood your system. Ropes of cum soak your pants and increase the size of the wet spot. Still quivering from the intense orgasm, your vision focuses back on her chest. Your mistress's blouse is only held together by a single button in the middle. Her shirt stretched to its limits to contain her incredible bust. Big boobs. Perhaps seeing everything in person is too much. Too stimulating for a good boy like you. I'll put my phone on my chest to cover up my cleavage completely. Instead, I'll slightly show images of various big, beautiful breasts. Can you handle that? Just images and nothing more.
Cleavage makes you
ready? Let's start with something simple. Swipe. First image is a pair of massive boobs in a tight sweater. Look at the perfect silhouette they make.
Cleavage makes you.
You're doing well so far, but your cock is throbbing, dripping just from that. Cleavage makes you. Just an image, and no skin is even showing. Let's move on to the next one.
Makes you.
Swipe. What's the matter? In this image, her breasts are completely clothed as well, but. You're squirming in your seat. Make you burst. Is it because of the wet t-shirt?
Makes you
creep. Look how it clings to her skin.
Make you burst.
The white fabric is translucent, giving you just enough to see her bra underneath. And look how she's deliberately pressing her arms together to squeeze her tits. Are you already close to the edge? If so, I wonder if you can handle the final one. Swipe. This one is more than just an image, it's a gif. 2 perfect tits wrapped tightly in a micro bikini. Barely covered, but just enough modesty to not be indecent exposure. Each one. Bouncing in perfect motion. The repeated rhythm as they bounce up and down indefinitely. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Seeing a simple gif. Seeing the simple motion. Is all it takes for you to come. You weren't prepared for the sudden wave of pleasure. You've already come so many times, but the fluid travels up your shaft regardless and spurts again and again and again. You slump back into your chair. Mind foggy with the aftermath of your explosive orgasm. You close your eyes, not sure if you can handle any more of this. We're not done yet. You wanted me to ruin you. You wanted me to make you completely defenseless against big, bouncing breasts. A pre-jack junkie unable to resist popping at the mere sight of them. Just a bit of cleavage and over the edge you go. It's too late if you think we've gone too far. You set up this appointment. You started this whole thing. You need to embrace the consequences. I'll put away my phone and for the finale of our little session. I want to see just how many times I can make you burst. She slowly and deliberately pops the final button, holding back her sizable assets. Immediately, her breasts flex forward, no longer contained in her shirt. She removes her top, and you can fully see the intricate, lacy lingerie. Your cock instantly hardens and throbs, dripping and leaking with your arousal. You should tell her to stop. Tell Shippy if this isn't too intense. But you don't say anything. You don't say a word. You just sit there, transfixed and entranced. She cups each breast with her hands and squeezes her tits together, emphasizing the deep cleavage it creates. You let out a moan of surrender as you can't look away and beg for more. That's a good boy. Don't fight it. Don't resist what you want. What you need. Let it overwhelm you. Look directly at my breasts. Don't you wish your cock was nestled in between, squeezed and pumped in a pillowy heaven? Your cock head wouldn't even show, since your entire length would be completely smothered. I'd pour oil over my tits and get them nice and slick. My breasts would slide up and down your shaft, up and down, up and down, just like this. I'd pump your cock over and over and over and over. You wouldn't be able to last. You'd spill your load instantly. Prematurely. But that wouldn't be enough. I wouldn't even need to move anymore. All I'd need to do is squeeze my tits together and you do all the work. You'd thrust your hips and fuck my tits all on your own. Pump, pump. Pump your cock between my big, beautiful breasts. Thrust your hips. Pump your cock. Blow your load. Your mind would go completely blank with pleasure. 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 Blank with ecstasy. From the pleasure. Pleasure. Imagine fucking my tits with everything you've got. Don't stop. Don't think. Think about covering my exquisite double D's with your cum. Just come. Drench them with your semen, but you can't. Stop. Just pumping. Can't stop. Thrusting. Every time you see a pair of tits and delicious cleavage, you'll think of our session.
come.
You'll think about come. Resting your cock come. Between them and coming come. Over and over just again. Just coming come. From seeing come. Tits come. And seeing come. Cleavage. Come. Coming from seeing come. Them bounce and shake. Coming from seeing breasts naked or clothed. Coming from come. Seeing the real thing come. Or just images. Come. Knowing you're forever ruined, and just that you're come. A premature ejaculator. Come. Quicker and quicker. Come. Come. Come for big breasts. Come for me. Good boy. That's my good, leaky boy. Take a deep breath. I hope you have no regrets. This is what you wanted. This is what you needed. And my schedule is always open if you need another session. I hope to see you again.